Well, what's another way of saying I am right? Am I not?
I know I'm right. Am I not?
Okay.
And don't you think I'm right?
If someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it. We were... What?
Enjoying it together.
All right. What's another way of saying that? We were something... let me start off. If someone thanks you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it, we blank going anyway.
We were going anyway. We're glad to have you go.
Okay. If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, blank the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
If somebody asks, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no, it
was my sister.
All right. But what's a way of saying, you know, that in the negative form? It was my sister, but what's the other way? Did you slam the door? And you say, no, it
shut by itself.
All right.
Or I left it open.
All right. Would you say, if someone said, you stole my pocketbook, you would say, no, it what?
It was mine. It was already gone.
All right. You say, no, it wasn't.
Wasn't me.
Okay.
That's for sure.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes a little piece of cloth.
As a sample.
What are some ways that you describe a dress? If you're looking at a dress she likes it very much and you like it very much, what do you say? It's a very what?
Very lovely dress.
What's another word for it?
Well, it's
lovely or what? Beautiful. What's another word?
Lovely and fits you very nicely.
What's
very
another
suitable
word? Saying this word begins with P.
Perfect.
Perfect or pretty?
Pretty, very pretty.
A little girl has on a very nice dress, but another little girl has on a nicer dress than that. So you say her dress is
nicer than the one.
Prettier. Prettier, okay. What do you call that little thing that you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. Right, when you sign your name with this thing right here.
Pencil.
All right, what's another word for this?
Pen.
All right. And what do you use to, the little straight thing, you know, that you put in a baby's diaper?
Safety pin.
All right. The soup that you buy comes in a what?
Plastic bag.
Oh, soup has something. All right, when you put it in?
Paper bag or box.
All right, but the soup itself.
Oh, soup?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it comes in a soup bowl.
All right, but when you buy it, it comes in a what? What's that thing it's in?
Plastic container.
It is. What's another
picture?
No, when you first buy it in the store.
Can.
Okay, thank you. What do you put on when you go out into the wintertime?
Coat.
All right, and it has a lot of what on?
Buttons.
Sometimes underneath your coat and shirt you wear what?
Sweater.
What's another word?
Jacket.
What's another one? Especially men, what do they wear? That little cutaway looking thing.
Windbreaker.
A windbreaker? All right.
That's what my brother wore.
So, all right, what do you call those things that you wear on your legs?
Garters?
No, the suit. When you have a suit, you have on your coat and your
pants.
Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit about carrying things for a minute. If you go outdoors in the wintertime without your coat and somebody runs after you and brings you something, you would say, you would say, like somebody brings you something and they say, here, I've